Imagine this. Dr. Anthony Fauci says we need to stay under lockdown and you need to wear masks, two masks at all times. One state says, yeah, you know, no thanks, Fauci. No way, not our style. So the state decides to lift its mask mandate and reopen businesses to 100% capacity. And how do you like this? Within 3 weeks, coronavirus cases in that state plunged to their lowest level since June. Moral of the story, don't believe every single thing the government tells you, and don't ever mess with Texas. Hello, everyone. I'm Trish Regan. Welcome to Trish Intel. The source for all your economic markets and political news is at trishintel.com. You know, by the way, I just started a private group on Facebook. It's called Trish Regan's Private Group, and you can post there. You can speak directly to me. I'll speak directly to you. So please join me there. Again, Trish Regan's Private Group. You can find it on Facebook. Anyway, you just gotta love Rand Paul. He's calling BS on the insanity of this moment. The senator tweeted out some pretty strong criticism of Dr. Fauci, saying, quote, Dr. Fauci, great news. T-cell immunity after natural infection showed to include variants. Do we still need to wear multiple masks after we've recovered or been vaccinated? Well, you know what Fauci's answer to that would have been. You know what Joe Biden's answer to that would have been, or anyone on the left for that matter, which is why, once again, you got to appreciate Texas. Getting back to those numbers, the 7-day COVID positivity rate has dropped to a new record low, 4.95%. Hospitalizations are at a 6-month low, and everyone that wants to get a shot, what do you know? Everyone qualifies for one, though the governor is saying in a tweet that it's basically up to the individual. What do you think of that? It's like Texas has replaced the live free or die state of New Hampshire. I think Texas needs a live free or die motto. What's amazing here is it shows you that when a state does believe in the power of the individual and does allow the individual to have those rights, what do you know? Rates go down? I mean, you can't fully explain it, right? Texas is open 100% and miraculously COVID rates plummet. Masks are not needed. I mean, individual businesses, if they want them, can require them, but it's not a state mandate. And guess what else? Businesses can operate indoors. Restaurants can be indoors. Bars can be indoors and at full capacity. Why? How, you ask? Could it be perhaps that people are not as dumb as Dr. Fauci and President Biden and others think they are? Could it be that when you put the onus of the responsibility on the individual and the individual business owners, they actually take the right precautions? I'll tell you this. I don't know why COVID rates are lower in Texas and Florida compared to California and New York. But I will say this, the fact is, they are. So think about that, guys. Meanwhile, news today that Pfizer, its vaccine is said to be effective for at least 6 months and combats the South African variant. The company is touting this. The government is touting this. And it got me thinking, they keep talking about the South African variant, just like they talk about the Brazilian variant, which has me wondering, why are we not supposed to say China virus? I mean, you're talking about the South African variant, which is the South African virus, basically, or the Brazilian variant, the Brazilian virus, but you're not allowed to say China virus. Seriously, what's that about? I think we know. And I think it has a whole lot to do with some of the same reasons the WHO refuses to acknowledge that China was the origin of this virus and won't even investigate it. Coming up next, socialism here. In the USA, that is what this $2.3 trillion green energy bonanza is all about, along with a couple more trillion on the way for childcare and healthcare. This is why, I'm telling you, this is why conservatives are going to win in 2022, because we're not socialists, okay? We're just not socialist. I'll tell you what's happening and how bad it is and the crisis that it could generate. The debt that it could generate and how you need to protect yourself. That story come right up. Socialism is here. $2.3 trillion for infrastructure on the heels, $1.9 trillion. I'm telling you, it's here. And the bulk of the funding, by the way, is going in this infrastructure project to green energy. We're going to convert our country into a green energy panacea. You know, they've tried that sort of thing before. Remember Solyndra? Didn't go so well. Anyway, they're going to do it again. $174 billion in spending to boost the electric vehicle market and shift away from gas-powered cars. How do you like that? Oh, and by the way, you know how you're going to pay for it? And I say you, because you will pay for it. Biden is simply going to tax individuals and small businesses and big businesses. He's going to tax businesses 28%, up from 21%. And he says, direct quote, no one should be able to complain about that. Well, wrong. I'm complaining about it, and I'm going to keep on complaining about it. You see, here's the problem with the tax hike. Why run a business here in the United States when you can relocate to Mexico, or for that matter, China, Vietnam, Ireland? There are places where you can get far better deals, right? In terms of your labor and in terms of tax rates. It made sense for manufacturing plants to be here, headquartered here, when we had 21% corporate tax. But does it really make all the sense in the world when you can go somewhere else and get cheaper labor and not have to pay those taxes? I mean, you know, it's not that hard. You know who's going to benefit from this, of course, is China. China's going to be sitting there going, ha ha. You know, they're doing it to themselves. Yes, they're spending all this money. Well, it's actually going to create some pretty perverse incentives. That said, part of what's going to happen, I fundamentally believe this, is inflation, asset inflation. It does typically happen. We've got the Fed keeping interest rates so low. You've got the Treasury Department, you know, by way of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris adding all this money into our economy. It's going to have an effect on prices, including stock market prices, which is why you probably want to be invested in this market, despite the fact that Joe Biden's making some bad decisions when it comes to economic policy. I'm going to talk more about that next. By the way, if you have not gone to Facebook to check out my private group, there's, of course, the public Trish Regan page, but I also have Trish Regan private group. I want you to go there because you can post things directly to me. Let me know what you're watching. You'll hear what I'm watching, and we can exchange some ideas. So again, Trish Regan's private group there on Facebook. We're talking inflation and how you protect yourself from it right after this. Quite a week for the S&P. Wow. Moving past 4,000 on the index. I'll tell you, this, in my view, is just the beginning. There's going to be more good things when it comes to the market to come, and you need to be invested because of it. Because by the way, if you're not invested, you're going to miss out on some of these opportunities. One of the frustrating things, and you've heard me say this before, about the Obama-Biden era was that it enabled people with money to continue making money, right? Because they put their capital to work for themselves into the stock market. The stock market did great. Real wages, by the way, at that time, they actually suffered. So middle-class people who did not invest in the market, they really didn't have anything on the other side of those 8 years to show for it. You had less than 2% annualized growth on average, and you had people that were not investing. I mean, maybe they were a little bit invested via their 401k, but I'm talking about really making a commitment. I'm talking about dollar cost averaging into something like an S&P index fund, like a Dow Jones Industrial Average fund. Diamonds, they're called. Spiders is the SPX fund, and or triple Qs on the NASDAQ if you want to have all that tech exposure. But it's important to think about diversification. It's important to think about being in the game because it will explode. In fact, I would not be one bit surprised to see 10,000 on the S&P by the end of this decade. Some analysts are predicting 8,000. I think it's going to be even better than that. But I'm not necessarily saying it's all real, right? Keep in mind, you've got effectively the makings of an asset bubble. So as long as this bubble doesn't pop, and by the way, it could at some point on the way, along the way, and then it rebuilds and you just don't want to get caught having to retire, right? Right when it has a problem. But assuming that you're in this for the long haul, you want to be in. You want to be in because when the government's printing this much money, when the government is giving out this much money, it will have an inflationary effect. It does depress the value of the dollar. And so when you look at Bitcoin, for example, that keeps going higher and higher and higher, I think part of that, I mean, I'm fascinated by Bitcoin and I think it's a tremendous technology and the blockchain is something that really will revolutionize the payment system and quite possibly could be a massive threat to the US dollar and other sovereign currencies in the future. But nonetheless, one of the reasons it is moving up is partly the inflationary effect. It's why the stock market keeps moving up. It's why we're trading at multiples that we've never really seen, never seen before. So keep all that in mind and just know that inflation is coming and you may not see it in wages, which really kind of stink, right? But you're going to see it in other classes of assets, whether it's stock prices, whether it's real estate, whether it's commodities and things like Bitcoin or gold. It is coming. So plan accordingly. I always recommend diversification. Do your research. Make sure you know what you're getting into, but make sure that you put a little money in, that you set aside something for yourself, that you start looking out for numero uno, because I'll tell you this, the government sure as heck is not going to do it. They talk a good game. They say they're going to, but you know what? If you're not an undocumented immigrant, you're not going to quite have the same favoritism shown towards you, shall we say. The problem with this scenario is that the middle class loses out, right? The people on the bottom, they get all the handouts from the government. The people on the top, they're benefiting like you wouldn't believe because they're in bed with the government. It's the people that are going to work every single day, trying to do the right thing by themselves, by their family, and they're just barely making ends meet, and they're the ones that wind up paying the price. So I ask everyone to remember to look out for themselves first and to save a little money for yourself first and to invest a little money for yourself and your future and your family. So remember that. Go to trishintel.com. We got lots of ideas for you right there. We talk about gold. We talk about Bitcoin. We talk about the markets. Go to Trish Intel. You can get all your news there. And do join me on my private group, as I told you before, on Facebook, Trish Regan's private group. I can't wait to see you there. And we'll talk some more tomorrow.